This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I tell stories that different stories have different impact on people, and I always note the stories that people talk about. And a story I told 2 years ago in 2011 about a woman by the name of Evelyn Birch from Martinsburg, West Virginia, got a lot of response. Here's what she writes. She talks about being broke, divorced, living alone in a dilapidated mountain shack in West Virginia. Here's her story. I used to believe in the American dream, which meant a job, a mortgage, cable TV, credit cards, warranties, and success. What a combination. I wanted it and worked toward it like everyone else, all of us chasing the same thing. 1 year through a series of unfortunate events, it all fell apart for me. I found myself homeless and alone. And here's what she said. All I had were the clothes on my back, a pickup truck, and $56. That was it. All I had, clothes on my back, a pickup truck, and $56. I scoured the countryside for some place I could rent for the cheapest possible amount. Believe it or not, I came upon a shack in an isolated hollow 4 miles up a winding road overlooking the Potomac River in West Virginia. It was abandoned, full of broken glass and rubbish. When I pried off the plywood over a window, I climbed in. She didn't go in the front door. She climbed in through an open window. I found something I could put my hands to. I hadn't been alone for 25 years. I was scared to death. But I hoped the hard work would distract me and heal me. I found the owner of the house eventually and rented the place, this broken down shack, for $50 a month. I took a bedroll, a broom, a rope, some cooking gear, and a gun. And I cleared a corner to camp in while I worked. The locals knew nothing about me, but slowly they started teaching me the art of being a neighbor. They dropped off blankets, candles, tools, and canned deer meat, and they began sticking around to chat. They asked me if I wanted to meet their cousin Albie or go fishing or maybe get drunk some night. They started to teach me a belief in a different American dream, not the one of individual achievement, but of neighborliness. Men would stop by with wild berries, ice cream, truck parts, and bullets. They would call on her with bullets to see if I was up for dating. I wasn't, but they were civil anyway. The women on the mountain worked harder than any I'd ever met. They taught me how to use a whetstone to sharpen my knife, how to store food in the creek, and how to keep it cold and safe. I learned to keep enough food for an extra plate for company. What I had believed in and all those things I thought were the necessary accoutrements for a civilized life were non-existent in this place. Up on the mountain, my most valuable possessions were my relationships with other people. Listen to that again. That's an important statement. Up on the mountain, my most valuable possessions were my relationships with other people. Why do I tell that story for a second time? For this reason. The day's coming, folks, when it won't matter if you live in a Beverly Hills mansion in California or you live in a shack in West Virginia, up on a mountainside overlooking the Potomac River where you have to pry the plywood off the window to get in and live in the midst of broken glass and rubbish. It won't matter. None of that will matter when Jesus Christ comes to claim his own and to return. Jesus said this, I go to prepare a place for him. That where I am, there you will be also. Do you get that? The import of that statement? I go, Jesus said, to prepare a place, a real place. It's the word topos. We get the word topographical from. I go to prepare a topos for you, that where I am, there you will be also.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.